It's 6 o'clock in the morning and a team of dedicated chefs, hotel catering students and humanitarian work volunteers are already hard at work at the Chefs with Compassion, CWC's food rescue sharehouse in Johannesburg. Every day, tons of waste produce rescued from the local fresh produce market join donations from hotels, restaurants and supermarkets of food that's likely not to be used before its expiry date. Yeshna Maharaj, a qualified chef, is coordinating the food assistance program.
We decided there was a lot of fruit and vegetables that were sitting in the market and that were going to no use and was being disposed of. And we then came up with the idea of let's go out and rescue this produce and let's get around to our kitchens, our hotels, our restaurants, and let's see how many people we could reach.
For close to a year, Austin Numalo, also a chef, has volunteered by washing and sorting the rescued food.
Usually when something comes here, it is not appealing to the eye. So when you have it in your hand, you wouldn't buy it yourself at the shop. But then after we sort it out, you buy it at the shop. Like, for example, if you look at these tomatoes, like some of them are good and then some of them are bad. So we sort them out in such a way that you can eat them as well.
Nishan Kishore is the founder of the Infinity Foundation, one of the 32 organizations that collect the rescued food from Chefs with Compassion.
The veg that can't be used to cook as solids, we make soups with them. Then we also make biryanis with them because we use staples as rice and stuff. And we can make a solid meal with protein for elderly and kids. And then thirdly, we also give them as food parcels. So families still have food when we're no longer there. So that's what makes up us feeding about 15,000 people a week.
The prepared meals are then taken to the homes of the needy children, the elderly and families. Sebishwe Juma's Malaika Orphanage in Hillbrow, Johannesburg is one of the beneficiaries.
Any help which comes in here is really cherished so much. We appreciate all the donation that comes in. When they come in with the donation, when they come in with the soup, when they come in with the foodstuffs, yes, it helps us a lot to make sure that at least our children have something to eat and they become happy.
The initiative has produced over 1.3 million meals since South Africa declared its first COVID-19-related lockdown last March. Nearly 100 volunteers are now part of the program. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.